1950, a young Parisian went for a stroll, and as he ambled by the Hotel de Ville, he turned and stole a kiss from a young lady. And Robert Doisneau stole the moment beautifully with his camera. Was it a moment of passion, of impetuosity, or a moment of madness? Decide for yourself at We Frame It. Le Baiser de l'Hôtel de Ville is just one of around 700 images you can choose from at We Frame It. And you've a further choice. Over 300 different frames in which to mount your chosen print. So drop in and look around. And when you've chosen it, we frame it. We're in Dawson Street, the ILAC Center, Main Street, Blackrock, and Upper George's Street, Dunleary.
Boot girls rule, okay? Boots rule the fashion scene. Griffiths rule the boot scene. Fashion boots, leisure boots, boots in every imaginable color and prices you can afford. Into boots? Get into Griffiths of Wicklow Street.
So I breezed into Dublin with my sax. Must have been a Monday or a Tuesday night, and I was looking for a place to blow a little jazz, so I tried Sax Hotel. I don't know, maybe it was the name. And there was this guy called Steve McGraw playing the piano just like Billy Joel or Elton or Paul Simon or whoever. He played too good for me, so I split. There's a lot more to sax than just jazz.
Independent Radio News at 4 o'clock with Lisa Moore. Good afternoon. Disagreement among party whips on the date for the extradition bill debate now means that the treaty will automatically come into effect next week. It also means there will be no safeguards for Irish citizens extradited to Britain to face charges. The debate is to begin on Friday and is expected to be passed tomorrow week. Last night, the opposition parties said they wanted more time to discuss the implications of government proposals in relation to the bill. In particular, they're concerned about the role of the Attorney General in the extradition process. Special branch officers and uniformed Gardaí this morning raided a Dublin office of the anti-extradition campaign. It's thought two people were taken away for questioning. A number of anti-extradition campaign offices have been set up in each Dublin constituency as well as other parts of the country. The organisers are fighting the introduction of the extradition treaty. One of the two men detained yesterday at Granard in County Longford is to be charged this afternoon with escaping from lawful custody. It's known that the man, who hasn't yet been named, is 27 years old and is wanted by the RUC for escaping from the Mays prison. The second man, also detained yesterday by Gardaí, has been released. Belfast Crown Court has issued a warrant for the arrest of Paul Anthony Kane, who's wanted for escaping from the Mays 4 years ago. One of the men arrested yesterday in Mullingar was this morning charged at the Special Criminal Court in Dublin. Thomas Joseph Cox, a 44-year-old father of three of Moyne, County Longford, was charged with membership of the IRA and with the possession of firearms and ammunition at his home last Monday. The Taoiseach, Mr. Haughey, has said that the Fine Gael leader, Alan Jukes, did not receive an assurance that the pupil-teacher ratio would remain unchanged. The Labour Party leader, Dick Spring, has called on Mr. Haughey to say whether or not he gave such an instruction to the Chief Whip. Mr. Spring also said that the current situation is totally unsatisfactory, and he claimed that somebody has been blatantly lying to the Doyle. The new rehab cash lottery was officially launched today in Dublin, along with the announcement of cash funding for the disabled. £500,000 is to be used to purchase a factory in Tallaght, County Dublin, which will become an employment centre for the disabled. The new lottery will provide £750,000 for a new rehab factory in County Mayo. Dublin's weather, showers of rain, sleet or hail this evening and tonight with some clear spells also. It'll be cold with a sharp to severe ground frost. Winds are fresh to gusty and north to northwesterly in direction, with temperatures falling overnight to between -3 and +2 degrees Celsius. Independent Radio News at 4:03. Radio Nova.
Moment, 21st century of yesterday. you, girl. It makes me sweat.
Thank you. about Power 103 FM. This is Tony... Well, hang on. This is Jesse Jones. Tony McKenzie's over there. And I was just thinking, Tony, you know, they always say that, you know, a person's job is a measure of their worth. So I think we're on about our first centimetre now.
Oh, God. Hey, listen, with everybody hopefully trying to stay with the same partner these days, the news is that there's a new magazine similar to Playboy. Apparently only the centrefold pin-up will be the same every month.
Yes, not bad for you, Tony. Right,
right,
you
7
know.
Till 11 tomorrow morning, it's that bloke over there, Cassidy Jones, Bob Gallagher and Lisa Moore with The Breakfast Club. That goes until 10, and then it's him over there on his own until 11. 11 to 2, it's Pat Courtney. 2 to 6 in the afternoon, it's me. And then 6 to 7, the same as it is going to be from now on every single weekday, it's Dublin Today. That's an hour of news and current affairs. 7 to midnight, John O'Hara.
Sorry, I just had that awful feeling. You know when you're on the radio, you have this horrible feeling sometimes, that, like when you're drinking coconut, because you know what Coke does to you when you're drinking it. And just had that horrible feeling I was going to do that. But I'm okay. Nova, Power 103 FM. This is Nina Simone.
My baby don't care for shows. My baby don't care for clothes. My baby just cares for me. My baby don't care for cars and races. My baby don't care for. I don't please this. Liz Taylor is not a star high, and even Lana Turner's smile. Something he can't see. My baby don't care. Who knows? My baby just cares. For me.
Houston is next.
More for less. The Gap Underground. Amazing clothes at discount prices. Leggings, sweatshirts, tracksuits, polo necks, and knitwear. Everything. Absolutely everything below £5. The Gap Underground. Open this Sunday at The Gap, Henry Street.
Now listen, I want a nice clean printing job, see? And I want it cheap. I ain't no Rockefeller, see? Yeah. And I want it fast. I want delivery, not excuses. You got that?
Yep. And so will he, because he's on the phone to Quick Print in Donnybrook. 24-hour printing, business cards, letterheads, all stationery, and a fax service to anywhere in the world, all at a cost that won't strain the budget. Also photocopying, binding, and design work. For all your printing and copying needs, the Quick Print Shop. That's Quick Print with a K at 91 Moorhampton Road, Donnybrook. For tomorrow's printing today.
Dequitin is a throat lozenge, specially formulated to soothe away the irritating pain of sore throats. Dequitin is a throat lozenge which not only eases the pain, but quickly and effectively wipes out the causes of that pain. Dequitin is strong and effective. Dequitin, the throat lozenge. Dequitin, available only from your chemist.
Play in your favorite Carter-free radio number.
I don't know why I like it. I just do.
You have a big, big house.
I keep hearing your heartbeat inside of me. I keep your photograph inside of me.
Power 103 FM plays Whitney Houston. I get so emotional. It's 4:20 Wednesday afternoon.
I'm getting so emotional myself. Would you like to know why, Tony?
Nope.
I'm supposed to say yes, you fool. I'm getting so emotional. This is my last afternoon show.
I'm quite pleased, actually.
Only because you're doing it instead. Right. Yes, they're moving me on to the mornings. I have to get up discussing the early times now, but it should be good fun. Oh, it's Hey, folks. Kids, if you're just getting from school, we've got something fabulous to give away in about 20 minutes or so. It's called a Spinfo, right? You can pick it up from Easton's and most of the news agents around the town, the good ones anyway. And it's kind of hard to explain what it does, but it'll be real handy for photography, especially for me. No, it'll be real hard, real easy for things like drug free and what have you.
Go on, ask me a question. Go on.
Okay, I'll just explain briefly what you do. You move the indicator around to all the different, any one of the different European countries, and then it gives you all the info about it, okay? So we'll catch McKenzie out here. Let's just move it around to Luxembourg. Okay, so we can ask him all sorts of things. We could ask him what's the capital city of Luxembourg, Tony? I think we'd be able to get this one.
Pass.
It's Luxembourg. What a fool. It gives you the national flag, and it also gives you how many people live in the capital, which Mackenzie probably know. He has a sort of off-the-wall mind he has.
Pass.
Yes, and gives you the currency.
Ask me a question on my specialist subject.
What's your specialist subject?
Pass.
Anyway, the basic gist of the matter is it's excellent. It's called the Spinfo. We can get it from Easton's and all over the place.
What are you talking about?
Stick around. We're going to be giving away loads of them at about 4:40 today. This is Nova Power 3 FM CD.
Man.
George Michael.
He's
by Laser Beam.
Man. Get up.
Yeah. remarkable publication made its first appearance. It was described as
a dictionary of arts and sciences.
This 1768 edition of Encyclopedia Britannica was made up of only three volumes. The new Encyclopedia Britannica is the 15th and most extensive edition yet of the world's finest encyclopedia. Its 32 volumes include a 12-volume ready reference for fast, easy access to essential facts. 17 volumes of knowledge and depth. If the subject requires a book-length article, here's where you'll find it. In the new Encyclopedia Britannica, there's a 2-volume index, an outline of knowledge, and the first ever Britannica World Data Annual. The first of these annually updated statistical volumes is free to Britannica subscribers. Over 30,000 pages, 87,000 articles and cross-reference entries, 24,000 photographs, drawings and maps, and around 44 million words. This is the knowledge that will give you the Britannica advantage.
Warren Beatty is Lyle Rogers. Dustin Hoffman is Chuck Clark.
We're not singers.
We're songwriters.
Chuck was unlucky in life.
Isn't that bad? I just have a lot of pain.
Lyle was unlucky in love.
Women don't like me.
Now their luck is about to change. In Ishtar.
Does this look like an oasis?
Ishtar. An epic tale of love, intrigue, heroism, and the wacky world of the music business. Starts this Friday at the Savoy.
Why not give yourself a luxury Murray Oak Reed fitted kitchen for Christmas? This is a very special Christmas package from Murray's. It includes specified wall units, worktop, breakfast bar, built-in oven hob and extractor, plus single bowl and single drain sink and taps. All for only £1,995, or £12 a week with 100% financing. There are no hidden extras. But hurry, if you order now, it will be installed in time for your Christmas dinner. For free quotation, phone Murray Kitchens on 903-681. That's 903-681. Or call to their showrooms at 88 Rathgar Road, open 7 days a week. Every day is Christmas Day in a Murray kitchen.
Now, there is Philips Moving Sound. Check out Philips Moving Sound. A bright new range of personal stereos and ghetto blasters that break away from the average. Moving Sound. Fun shapes, fun colors, serious.
It's a cold, dry evening on the bay. The headline news at 4:30. The new Radio Nova and Energy Power 103 FM join forces to become Nova Power 103 FM. The Doyle debate on the extradition bill is to begin next Friday. Special branch offices in Gardaí and Dublin raid an office of the anti-extradition campaign. And a man arrested in Mullingar yesterday is charged in the special criminal court in Dublin. That's the headline news at 4:31.
code thing I was talking about earlier on, in case you missed it, basically what you do is you point it in the direction of the country that you're interested in, and it tells you all different interesting facts about it. And what we're going to do is ask you a reasonably simple question, and this is for children only, no need to say that really. We'll take the first correct caller through on the air in just a second.
Would you like me to translate? Would anybody like me to translate what was just said?
Thank you. The basic gist of it is, if you can tell me what the capital of Moscow is... No, get away the... No, but that wasn't quite what I meant to say. We'll move it around. Let me... just listen. So what's the capital, right, of Austria? Okay, what's the capital of Austria?
What? Why wasn't that a question?
Because I just messed it up and I said, what's the capital of Moscow? Which kind of gives the question away. What's the capital of Austria? If you can tell me that. And tell me what I'm talking about. 606-703...
Betty, and Betty, when you call me, you can call me.
Sam plays Paul Simon. You can call me Al. We'll call Mark on the phone. He's on line one, I think, with the answer to the competition.
Hello, Mark.
Hello.
How you doing?
Fine.
Good. You sound really excited this afternoon, you know.
Yeah.
Hey, listen, what's the answer? What's the capital of Austria?
Vienna.
Blimey.
I think you know that. Okay, do you know what you get now?
No.
Okay, well, I'll tell you, shall I? It's a Spinfo, okay? You can pick these up from Easton's and what have you. They'll be really handy with your geography. Do you do geography at school?
Do what?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, this is going to be great. All you do, you point it in the direction of the country you're thinking about, and it gives you the national flag and the capital city and the population and the currency, and it's really great. And Tony McKenzie plays with his all the time, which is a leading statement. Anyway, listen, well, you hang on the line. We'll take down your name and address and what have you, and we'll sort it at you. Sort your prize out for you, okay?
Okay.
Thanks a lot.
Thanks, Mark.
Nova Power 103 FM coming back with Rick Astley.
You're looking for some healthy competition, and you need a game that really makes your feelings strong. You can work and play much better if you're fit and in condition. You just got to know the best way you can make it
tough. Why pay an average of £175 to join a gym with restrictions? Join Squash Ireland from as little as £80. Four fully equipped and supervised gyms. Solid 34 squash courts. Squash Ireland. Phone 801-515.
Get up and go.
Important it is for growing children to have a healthy diet and to make sure they get their daily vitamin requirements. That's why it's reassuring to know that you can help your family get the vitamin C, A and D they require, and all for less than 3 pence a day each. Halib Orange, with that distinctive orangey flavour, available only from your chemist.
Get up and go,
Centre in Finglas is now open with great value bargains. Bargains like denim jackets with hood, fully fur-lined, were $39.99 for only $19.99. Ladies' two-piece suits, $14.99. Great value in ladies' and children's shoes. And in men's fashion, jumpers only $8.99. And terrific value in toys for Christmas in the gift shop. And all under one roof in the new Fashion Centre, Main Street, Finglas, opposite the post office. Open 9 to 6 with late Thursday and Friday nights, and 11 to 5 every Sunday till Christmas.
I don't care about
That's the new single from the town. It's pretty good, though.
Yes, apparently in America, it's not a rude word at all.
Please don't say that anymore.
Yes, all right. Listeners top 10 at 5 is next. Got 10 of the biggest songs in Dublin, as compiled from your votes on 606-703. Thanks for calling this afternoon. Nova, Power 103 FM.
Hey, what's that counting? Easy. That's the software for the Commodore 64, Ireland's best-selling home computer from tomorrow's world.
What do you mean software?
Well, when you buy a computer, it's the software that counts. And naturally, you want one that has the best graphics and sound.
Yes, of course.
Like the Commodore 64. The Commodore 64 has literally thousands of software titles for all the family to count on. See the Commodore 64 at Tomorrow's World, the ILEX Center in Cleary's of O'Connell Street. And remember, when you're buying a computer, it's the software that counts. The Commodore 64.
65, 66, 67. Independent Radio News at 5 o'clock with Lisa Moore. Good evening. Disagreement among party whips on the date for the extradition bill now seems that the treaty will automatically come into effect next week. It also means there will be no safeguards for Irish citizens extradited to Britain to face charges. The debate is to begin on Friday and is expected to be passed tomorrow week. Last night, the opposition parties said they wanted more time to discuss the implications of government proposals in relation to the bill. In particular, they're concerned about the role of the Attorney General in the extradition process. Special branch officers and uniformed Gardaí this morning raided a Dublin office of the anti-extradition campaign. It's thought two people were taken away for questioning. A number of anti-extradition campaign offices have been set up in each Dublin constituency, as well as other parts of the country. The organisers are fighting the introduction of the extradition treaty. One of the two men detained yesterday at Granard in County Longford is to be charged this afternoon with escaping from lawful custody. It's known that the man, who hasn't yet been named, is 27 years old and is wanted by the RUC for escaping from the Mays prison. A second man, also detained yesterday by Gardaí, has been released. Belfast Crown Court has issued a warrant for the arrest of Paul Anthony Kane, who was wanted for escaping from the Mays 4 years ago. One of the men arrested yesterday in Mullingar was this morning charged at the Special Criminal Court in Dublin. Thomas Joseph Cox, a 44-year-old father of three of Moyne, County Longford, was charged with membership of the IRA and with the possession of firearms and ammunition at his home last Monday. The new Rehab Cash Lottery was officially launched today in Dublin, along with the announcement of cash funding for the disabled. £500,000 is to be used to purchase a factory in Tallaght County, Dublin, which will become an employment centre for the disabled. The new lottery will provide £750,000 for a new rehab factory in County Mayo. World news in brief. In Haiti, two people have been killed in continuing violence in the week the nation is scheduled to hold its first presidential elections. Five South African workers were killed and six injured when a fire at an explosives factory in a black homeland set off 8 tons of dynamite. Meanwhile, in Colombia, five people have been shot dead and three others injured by gunmen who stormed the office of the Young People's Communist League in the city of Medellin. Dublin's weather, showers of rain, sleet or hail this evening and tonight, with some clear spells also. It will be cold with a sharp to severe ground frost. Winds are fresh to gusty and north to northwesterly in direction, with temperatures falling overnight to between -3 and +2 degrees Celsius. Independent Radio News at 5:03.
The first cold breath and a spoon in my senses, and the sun is shining down on the blossoms in the air. There's a butterfly hanging around the bluebirds and the daisies. There's a lot more love in her. Don't you want to go? Now, and there's a moose, a rock, all blowing foam into my face.
sun is shining on the underside of the bridge. The cars going by with smiles in the windows. Black cat lying in the shadow of a gatepost. And the black cat keeps telling me, look, it's on this way. There's a black cat lying in the shadow of a gatepost. And the black cat tells me, look, it's on this way.
Do it right.
Number 10, Hot House Flowers, Don't Go. At number 9, George Harrison. And hit song number 8 coming up in just a moment. First, some travel news for you. Roadworks at the Stram Road in Sandymount this evening. You can expect delays on the Moorhampton Road in Donnybrook because of roadworks. O'Connell Bridge on O'Connell Bridge is slow moving because of roadworks. There are roadworks at the junction of Orwell Road and Churchtown Road and at the junction of Botham Road and Dominic Street. Some more roadworks at the junction of Parnell Street and Capel Street, so expect delays there. And traffic apparently is heavy in Capel Street and in Merrion Square. Thanks to Checkers Cabs on 343434 for the news. Here's hit song number 8 to Power, China in Your Hand on Nova Power 103 FM.
Skinny hat on skinny hat, holding a fun rat. Take life from now, just a second bird, and the band will take a nap. With the flying wings of a young girl's dream, she's
Somebody's on the phone for me.
Yes.
Hello.
Michael Jackson, I give up. John, that sounds like John.
Most certainly is.
It most certainly is. Hello, John.
How's it going there, Tony?
Where are you calling us from?
I'm out in the airport at the moment, actually. I'm in.
Yeah, let me just explain to the listeners. This is actually John. John, I won't say his surname. It might get him into trouble with that.
Nixer will do fine.
Nixer will do fine. This is Nixer, star of The Breakfast Show.
And I'm kind of
you're right.
Forward is forward.
One brick forward. You're full over.
I'm heading off now, Tony, and I'm...
What are you on?
I'm heading off now, and I'm just... I'm off and say goodbye.
Where are you going?
You know, energy's gone.
The
breakfast show is
over. Oh, you're not going to jump out of one of those planes, eh?
You don't need me anymore. Cassidy wants a space. I'm heading over to see my friend Michael.
Michael,
that's right. And he invited me to visit him in his big house in California.
Build the words up, Nick, sir. Build the words up.
You know, just build them up like blocks. Remember the blocks at school.
Get the flashcards out.
I'm heading over there to see Michael, and I'm going to be sending back a report.
Right.
Especially for Cassidy. Because he invited me over there to visit him, you see.
Right. Hey, listen, you're doing an interview with somebody fairly soon, aren't you?
Yes, I am.
When I talk in normal voice.
Go on, talk. I thought that was.
This is going to ruin you.
Okay, John, go ahead.
Okay, John,
you have a report for us. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'll be doing it.
Please.
Yes, well, it won't be happening now. So we'll be talking to the star of the...
I prefer the other voice, actually.
It'll be an interview with the star of the Levi 501.
Mm-hmm. Where did this interview take place?
It took place in the West Bowery Hotel.
Okay.
And, went down all right, except for the car horn that was going on in the background. There was an alarm going on, there was a man taking a photograph.
When you're a star, I mean, come on.
Well, you know, what can I say?
Kind of stuff.
So anyway, she was delighted anyway. She was absolutely thrilled.
Well, to be talking to you.
Yeah, exactly. Old joke, I know.
You didn't have that Brixton briefcase with you, did you?
No, I just didn't bother. I didn't think they'd come in useful, you know.
Right. So where are you off to, really?
I really am off, actually, to California.
To California?
Yeah, to visit Michael. He's invited me over to visit him in his big house. We're going to be, touring the living room and the breakfast. He's got a fantastic train room over there as well.
And you're going to call us from California?
Well, no, actually, I'm going to be bringing back the report. I'll be back tomorrow.
Oh, what? Great time.
Thanks.
There's
only just one thing. I just want Cassidy, maybe if you could send me just a couple of quid, because I scored a bit of money.
Talk to the boss about it. She might be able to sort you out with that.
Oh.
Maybe.
So you don't have
it. I don't have any quid, no.
That means I'm broke.
Tap Michael for a fiver, maybe.
Yeah, this wouldn't have happened, but I don't know if you need to.
We'll be running our competition fairly soon to tell them out exactly what Nick's is talking about. It's 5:17 on Nova Power 103.
Your ears make up a sound of bright, bubbling refreshment and gentle, rapid relief. The effervescent sparkle of Andrews. When modern living takes its toll, Andrews is the pleasant way to restore the stomach's natural balance, relieving discomfort quickly and gently. Andrews from Sterling Health. Make sure it's there when you need it. For correct use of all medicines, read instructions carefully.
Get a bloody rocket
The most successful debut album of 1987, introducing the hardline according to Terence Trent D'Arby, featuring three smash hit singles, Wishing Well, Dance Little Sister, and If You Let Me Stay. And it's available from your local HMV store on LP, cassette and CD, with an exclusive wicked free poster of Terence himself. Get the hardline now from HMV Henry Street and Grafton Street, Dublin. HMV, the world's best music stores.
Booth girls rule, okay? Boots rule the fashion scene. Griffiths rule the boot scene. Fashion boots, leisure boots, boots in every imaginable color at prices you can afford. Into boots? Get into Griffiths from Wicklow Street.
I don't know why I like it. I just do.
Moments
first told you is yesterday. You can care all you want. Everybody does, yeah, now that's okay, yeah. So slide over here and give me a moment. You miss us so well. I've got to let you know. I've got to let you know. You're one of my kind.
In Melbourne, please.
If you take part in the great Silvermint's Telecom Aaron competition, keeping in touch with faraway family and friends could be easier than you think, because Silvermint's and Telecom Aaron are giving away 1,000 free phone calls to anywhere in the world.
Your call to Melbourne. Go ahead.
All you need are 2 Silvermint's wrappers and complete the entry form available at your local shop or supermarket. Enter as often as you like and win one of 1,000 free phone calls with Silvermint.
And one of the best things about the Educational Building Society is that with 150 offices, we're there not only wherever you need us, but whenever too. Which means you can have access to your account through lunchtime, 6 days a week. Some offices up to 8:30 p.m. Go on. Isn't it time you made the most of a good thing?
Say yes, yes, yes with the EBS. For good things everywhere.
Now, Monsieur Dupont, I understand you have just won the Outstanding Chef of the Year award.
That is correct.
Have you any advice for our young chefs out there who may want to emulate your success here tonight?
Yes, never cook on an empty stomach. Always wear a mustache and make sure to tell your patrons about the delicious new range of canned vegetables from Chivers. For nuts when they want to dine at home.
Chivers canned vegetables. I didn't know that.
Chivers announced a brand new addition to their popular range of quality foods. New Chivers canned vegetables, 9 delicious varieties, all packed preservative-free and sealed with that famous Chivers guarantee of quality.
What about seasonings? Any advice?
The Christmas seasoning is always busiest, so make sure you're ready.
Chivers, pick the best.
Duns of Selbridge offers you 3 amazing no-deposit rental purchase package deals to choose from. You could have a 20-inch black diamond remote-controlled Mitsubishi TV with remote-controlled 30-channel Mitsubishi video with digital fine tracking and cable tuning features, a TV video stand, a 3-in-1 MIDI audio system including speakers, and an Electrolux microwave oven for only $9.99 per week. Order now from Duns of Selbridge and you get 3 videotapes and a personal stereo absolutely free. Call 288-211 for details now.
It's the cold, dry evening on the bay. The headline news at 5:30. The new Radio Nova and Energy Power 103 FM join forces to become Nova Power 103 FM. Teachers' unions warn the government not to worsen the pupil-teacher ratio. One of the men detained yesterday during the nationwide search for arms is charged in the Special Criminal Court in Dublin. And the Doyle debate on the extradition bill is to begin on Friday. That's the headline news at 5:31.
And it's 5:30. Lisa.
Yeah?
Would you like to join me in the pizza?
Oh, I'd love to.
Because afterwards we're going down to the four-star pizza place. And we have some free ones to give away. We've got, three to give away. The first three people through, 606-703. Nova, Power 103 FM. You going for a pizza?
Yeah, come on outside now.
Catch my breath. Close my eyes. Don't believe a word. Things she said over her. Something wrong inside. It's you and me.
FM, counting down this evening's listeners' top 10 at 5. Thank you for your votes. We'll count down the chart every single weekday between 5 and around 5:45. Cassidy Jones has now moved to the next room, fortunately, so, you know, can open the windows now and get rid of some of the smell.
Why am I laughing? You're a swine. Hey, listen, Andrew and Siobhan and James, you're all very quick on the ball, and they correctly phoned through, and they were the first three people, and they've got nice, crisp, sparkling, four-star piece of free vouchers, and we've got loads more to give away later on today, and tomorrow as well.
Why are you waving your arms about and going...
Because I've just run up stairs,
just
I have.
Just run up the stairs, have you?
I have.
Okay, thank you.
That's all right.
Jolly good.
No
okay, bad. Listeners, top 10 of 5, hit song number 2. Go away, will you? Here's Jelly Bean featuring Elisa Fiorillo and Who Found Who on Nova Power 103. FM, all right. How come?